Good morning. We're so glad that you're in South Norfolk Baptist Church this morning. We'd like to welcome those of you who are especially who are visiting with us. If you are visiting, would you raise your hand, please, so that we can give you a card to fill out so we can have a record of your visit? Those of you who are visiting, do we have some visitors? Well, I don't see any raising their hand. If you're here, we're glad you're here, and we would have liked to have recognized you and to let us know that you are visiting with us. But we're glad each of you is here this morning. And I have several announcements that I would like to make. Today, right after the service, the deacons are asked to meet in the counting room. Right after the service today, that's deacons. And at 6 o'clock, you'll notice a change in youth choir time. Those of you who are youth should have gotten a mail out this yesterday. Maybe you'll get it tomorrow if you didn't get it yesterday, telling you about 5 special weeks of rehearsals at 6 o'clock instead of 6:30. So that's for youth choir at 6 o'clock. So make a note of that, parents and youth. Other announcements of the week on Monday and Thursday. It's not in the bulletin for Thursday night, but for the finance committee is to meet at 7:15 Monday and Thursday night. You notice on Tuesday, a mission study, the children are out of school, so 1st through 6th grade girls are invited to meet at the church at 9:30 a.m. and go to Northwest River Park. They're supposed to bring a sandwich. Their drinks will be furnished for them, and they're going to have a mission study down there, field trip, so they'll be returning back at the church at 2 o'clock. So have your children here by 9:30 ready to go on Tuesday. So they're going to have a real good time together. You'll remember Wednesday, our day Baptist Women's Group meeting. You'll notice on the front page, on the first page, the announcement of looking toward the 21st century. Our mission study is coming up. Please put this date on your calendar of November the 19th at 7:15. And we'll go to 8:45 p.m. That's Wednesday a week. So you want to go ahead and put that on your calendar as an important time to be at prayer meeting time a little bit early. Also at this time, Sonny Cahoon, who is chairman of the finance committee, would like to come and make an announcement to you.
As the saying goes, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The bad news first. I hope that you noticed in this week's messenger financial information on the last page. And if you did, I'm sure that you saw that for this year, we are running behind on our budget about 10%, some $14,000. We need a collection of about $3,200 a week in order to meet the budget that we adopted. And the total budget for this year is some $167,000. I point that out simply because I hope that each of you will examine what you're giving to the Lord, and you'll pray about it, and if you find that you're not giving Him all that you should, and He leads you to give more, then we'll meet our budget based on what we've projected that we'll receive, based on what we've done in years past. We will not make our budget for this year. We'll fall short, probably at about a 10% figure. So it's something we all have to pray about, we all have to think about, and we all have to do it together for the Lord. Now the good news. This year, the Finance Committee has decided, in order to promote the budget, in order to introduce the 1981 budget to you, the church, rather than just handing it out to you and making it available to you, rather than sending you a letter, rather than showing it to you when you come to the business meeting in December, we're going to have an all-church-wide fellowship on Sunday, December the 7th, the first Sunday in December, immediately after the morning worship service, and this will be a covered dish dinner. Now, the ladies at the WMU are going to oversee the food. So if you've ever been to anything that had to do with food that the WMU took care of, I think you've already made up your mind you're going to be there. If you haven't, let me assure you that the food's going to be good. We're asking that each family bring a meat and a vegetable dish for their family, and we'll put it all together. We'll have a time of fellowship, And then we'll have a time in which we will present the budget to you. The members of the Finance Committee will be there. We're going to ask that the individual directors who are responsible for major headings of the budget will be there. A time for you to look at it, an informal time for you to ask questions, clear up matters in your mind. And we'll, you know, we're going to plan to be about an hour, but if it takes longer than that, and if you got more questions than that, and you got more thoughts than that, then this is a time to do it. This will not be the time when we will adopt the budget. We will adopt the budget at a business meeting following that meeting. This will give you time to ask questions about it. It'll also give you time then to take what we, the Finance Committee, are recommending and pray about it. Pray about what part you're going to take in that budget in 1981. I don't have to tell you that these are strange, hard economic times. If you've got a family, you know it. But we also have the Lord's work to do here, and it takes money to accomplish the Lord's work, and it takes the giving that each of us as a part of South Norfolk Baptist Church do in order to accomplish that work. So if you'll be in prayer about that, and if you'll be in prayer for the Finance Committee, that the Lord will lead us to make the best possible decisions and as to what ministries we're going to be able to do in 1981, what things of love we're going to be able to do, what gifts we're going to be able to provide as we make this recommendation as we're preparing this budget. Put Sunday, December the 7th on your calendar. Come that Sunday, bring a meat dish and a vegetable dish, join with us in the fellowship time, and then join with us in the time of presentation and of looking at the budget, and then also join with us in the next year in giving to the Lord's work at South Norfolk Baptist Church. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the opportunity of worship. We feel that the love of Christ constrains us, even this morning, to open our hearts in devotion to Thee. We pray now that You would speak through Thy power and through Thy Spirit. For Jesus' sake, amen.
The hymn is number 31. Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee. Hymn number 31. We'll sing all four stanzas, please, as we stand together.
want to invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. The 29th verse, I'll begin reading in Proverbs 23. Solomon gives some very wonderful admonition, some that many people do not like to receive, but it's here in the Bible. We'll see what we can do with it today. Verse 29. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. I've read through verse 35. God add his blessing to the reading of these remarkable instructions from one of the wisest men who ever lived. Let us now come to our Lord in prayer. I'm sure that you have some needs that you would like to lift up. And let us pray for these just now. Of this morning hour, our Father, we have lifted up our prayers to Thee. Quite often we know that Satan might say to us, why do you come to worship? But we know that one of the greatest reasons we come is because of the way we're created. God created us, and He made us for fellowship with Him. And in this way, we worship Him. We know that when we sin, we break this fellowship. But there is always that spark of divine within us that enables us to come back again and worship Thee. The fact that we are sinners, our Father, points out the very need that each of us ought to worship regularly and often. We oftentimes need to be confronted with God. And we pray, our Father, that Thou would help us today, though even Thy word might step on our toes. Help us to hear what God might have to say to us and proclaim to us. We would also pray thy comfort today, our Father, upon those who need thy help in the gospel message of peace. There are some who sorrow today who need thy help. There are others, our Father, who are troubled and distressed about decisions in life who need thy help. We pray your blessings today to help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And may our service of worship today lead us to go out and to render service. In the name of our wonderful Lord, and help us to be able to go out and bring encouragement and help to others. We give thanks. Now let us, our Father, truly open our minds and hearts and worship thee. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Hymn is number 198. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. 198, as we stand together, please.
Father, add thy blessings to our tithes and offerings this morning and use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
one of those songs that you rarely hear because it's taken from a verse of scripture that is kind of strange, almost even funny when put to music. But let me read you the verses of scripture, and then you'll see how serious it really is. It's a beautiful song entitled "Pierce My Ear." Now, that's the funny part. The serious part is what "Pierce My Ear" is all about. Let me read to you Exodus 21, 5 and 6. This will help to clarify a little bit the title. "But if the slave plainly says, 'I love my master, my wife, and my children,' I will not go out as a free man. Then his master shall bring him to God. Then he shall bring him to the door, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him permanently." It's one of those things that takes a second, but if we were to allow God to pierce our ear so that we would serve him permanently, that's what it is. Exodus 21, 5 and 6. Find it.
How do we help people who are on the wrong track? What about those who have gone astray and are derailed in life? It is a sad sight to see a train with several cars derailed. A mass of steel, helpless. Destruction has rendered them hopeless. The derailed car must have assistance. If it is to be of service again, some power must lift it back on the rail. The train is made up. The cars are laden with goods destined for distant cities. The expensive equipment and cargo has a schedule and is directed to the right rails. Now the train speeds across the land, but alas, a broken section of track is hit. The cars cross the rotten ties. The rail gives to the weight of the unusual burden. And the cars are thrown off balance. In seconds, there's a crash and many cars are derailed. How are we to get this train moving again? By telling the men to move the engine up? No. Unless the cars are on the rail, there is no hope. What a tragedy when a train is derailed. Solomon, in the text I have chosen, sketches the mental operations of one who, having stepped aside from the path of clean living, desires to return. He is thinking about those who have gotten on the wrong track and have gone astray and are derailed. With a wish for something better, he says, "When shall I awake? When shall I come out of this nightmare of iniquity? Here is a man seized with a habit. He's being forced downhill. And he says, I'll try it one more time. There are thousands of warnings that point to the dangers of the peril along the way. But here is a man with his papers. He's on the track, but somehow he gets derailed." A magician was giving a demonstration in a schoolhouse once. Everybody was enjoying it. And the half-wit in the village was having a big time. And the magician called him and said, "Can I borrow your watch?" So he borrowed his watch and with a slip of hand slipped the watch in his pocket, but with a leather pouch slipped in a piece of lead. He took that pouch, and everyone thought the watch was in the pouch.